Tariff refunds spark chaos as U.S. Supreme Court ruling leaves industry in limbo. The recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling has sent shockwaves throughout the supply chain as importers scramble to recover billions in duties. The court struck down tariffs imposed under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA, a move that is setting off a high-stakes legal and operational scramble across the industry. Trade attorneys are racing against the clock to navigate the complex refund process, which promises to be a lengthy and uncertain one. The impact of the ruling extends far beyond the immediate refund process, as it fundamentally reshapes the administration's tariff authority. This change has significant implications for future trade policy, leaving many questions unanswered about how the government will proceed. As trade attorneys work to clarify the situation, importers are left to wonder when and how they can recover their lost duties. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, data cited during a recent webinar suggests that roughly $166 billion in tariffs could be subject to repayment across approximately 330,000 importers. However, attorneys caution that recovering those funds will not be simple, with many questions still out of the gate. The complexity of the refund process is already becoming apparent, with trade attorneys warning of a lengthy and uncertain timeline. The CBP has proposed building a new refund mechanism inside its Automated Commercial Environment, ACE, requiring importers to file claims that would be reviewed, recalculated, and processed before payments are issued by the Treasury. Even under an optimistic timeline, this system may take at least 45 days to launch, with actual refunds likely taking months or longer once claims begin flowing. Recent decisions by the U.S. Court of International Trade, CIT, have broadened eligibility for refunds, but these rulings also highlight a major limitation. Only entries that are unliquidated or still within a 90-day reliquidation window are clearly covered under the administrative process. This leaves millions of entries and billions in duties potentially outside the streamlined refund pathway. For those cases, venerable attorneys say filing claims at the CIT may be the most reliable option. However, this approach also carries significant risks and uncertainties, as trade attorneys warn that the complexity of the refund process is already becoming apparent. The recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling has created a sense of chaos in the industry, with importers scrambling to navigate the complex refund process. As trade attorneys work to clarify the situation, many are left wondering when they can recover their lost duties and how the government will proceed with future trade policy. In the midst of this uncertainty, one thing is clear: the impact of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling will be felt for a long time to come. The decision fundamentally reshapes the administration's tariff authority, leaving key questions unresolved around refunds and future trade policy. As the industry waits with bated breath for further guidance, one thing is certain: the refund process promises to be a lengthy and uncertain one. The recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling has sent shockwaves throughout the supply chain, leaving many wondering what the future holds for trade policy in the United States. As importers scramble to recover their lost duties, trade attorneys are working tirelessly to navigate the complex refund process. The outcome of this process will have significant implications for the industry, and it remains to be seen how the government will proceed with future trade policy.